Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On the campaign trail, President Biden was in Southern California for a fundraiser. Former President Trump was in Detroit trying to win back the state he lost 4 years ago. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is in Detroit.
Trump making a direct pitch to black voters who in 2020 helped deliver the state to Biden. Trump leaning largely on his anti-immigrant message.
They're coming into your community and they're taking your job.
He again promised mass deportations on day one should he take back the White House.
In the Detroit suburb of Rochester Hills, a mother and her 8-year-old son are both in critical condition. They were shot by a man who opened fire at a splash pad, and authorities don't know why. The man was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Two people died in an overnight shooting at a Juneteenth celebration near Austin, Texas, and 80 countries called for Ukraine's territorial integrity to be the basis of a peace deal to end the war with Russia at a summit in Switzerland. This is ABC News. Saturday's royal birthday celebration for King Charles III marked the first public appearance for Kate, the Princess of Wales, since she announced her cancer diagnosis. ABC's Lama Hassan has more from Buckingham Palace.
It was uplifting for the public to see the princess and the king on that balcony, but the palace has been very clear that this is not a return to normal duties for the princess, and we don't know when we will see her again. They have not announced any future engagements for her, and as Princess Catherine said herself, she is not out of the woods yet.
King Charles is also battling cancer. He has limited his public appearances. The Edmonton Oilers avoided a sweep in the NHL Stanley Cup Final. They erupted for 8 goals in an 8-1 win over the Florida Panthers in Game 4. Game 5 will be Tuesday in South Florida, airing on ABC. It'll be the second chance for the Panthers to win their first ever Stanley Cup. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, wet, wet, and more wet. That seems to be the theme of the forecast here for this upcoming week, with the front stalled out from the Great Lakes back through the Central Plains. Plenty of low-level moisture feeding up from the southern U.S. right into Wisconsin. So far, we've had a couple tenths of an inch of rain across the region since yesterday. Most of the rain today will be in the morning, then it should shift away, leaving a hot and humid Father's Day afternoon. Tomorrow looks like another hot and humid day, just a small chance of a thunderstorm. The greater coverage should be north of us. And then Tuesday, another steamy one out there, kind of breezy as well. A cold front will be sliding through Tuesday night into early Wednesday, could bring some organized rain and storm activity with it. We'll keep an eye on that. And that front doesn't move too far. It just passes south of us and stalls out. Comes back at us as we head into Thursday and Friday with more shower and thunderstorm chances. So keep those umbrellas handy. Today, scattered morning showers and thunderstorms, then partly sunny, hot and humid. High near 90. Southeast wind turning south at 10 to 20. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot and humid. Isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. High at 92. South wind between 10 and 20. On Tuesday, partly cloudy, breezy, hot and sticky. Slight chance of a thunderstorm with a higher chance coming up late Tuesday night. Temperature hitting about 92 degrees. Wednesday, occasional rainstorms likely. High temperature 82. Thursday, a chance of scattered showers and storms, high 82. And Friday, a few peaks of sunshine, otherwise muggy with more rain and thunderstorms possible, high 83. Saturday, still warm and sticky with a chance of scattered storms, high near 84. Have a great Father's Day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It is a cloudy 66 degrees, our morning low 65. Yesterday, we had a high of 78 and no precipitation. A record high on this day was set back in 1946 at 95. A record low 37 was set in 1961. Last year on this day, our high was 76, our low 46. Sunset today will be at 8:44, sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. So far today, we've received 0.33 of an inch of rain throughout the early morning. The barometer has fallen to 29.80. And we have light southeast winds. Again, it's 66 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News on this Sunday, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with a Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Warmer temperatures forecast throughout Wisconsin over the next several days could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising motorists to be alert and take extra caution. Pavement can buckle when the weather quickly goes from cool to very hot. This causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against one another. If the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle and create unexpected bumps or dips. Watch the Wisconsin Department of Transportation animation on pavement buckles. While it's difficult to predict if or where buckling may occur, the Wisconsin DOT offers these tips. Slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers, including highway crews, as they repair damaged pavement. Before your trip, check the 511 Travel Information System, 511wi.gov, for the latest on any incidents or delays. If necessary, report serious pavement issues by calling 911. Be ready to provide specific location information. The 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals wraps up today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The day will begin shortly with Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the Connection Building. The final performance will follow the 2024 Queen Coronation, which will be held at 11:30. Tickets at the gate today are $9 for adults and $8 for students and senior citizens. Children 6 to 12 will be admitted for $4, and children under 6 free. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites organic food processors and producers to apply for reimbursement of costs related to organic certification through the USDA's Organic Certification Cost Share Program through October 31st. Farms and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products are eligible to be reimbursed for 75% of certification-related cost for eligible expenses paid during October 1, 2023 through September 30th of 2024. Farms or businesses must be currently certified or be actively seeking certification through an accredited certifier during that time and be located in Wisconsin. Application materials and instructions are available on DATCAP's website. Proof of certification and payment are required to process reimbursement payments. Certifiers may provide DATCAP with this supporting documentation, but certifying agencies must agree to do this. First-time applicants will also need to complete and submit a W-9 and new supplier form. Applications may be submitted without supporting documentation or new applicant forms, and applicants or their certifier may submit these documents at a later date by mail, email, or online form. Questions about this program or the application process should be directed to Andrew Bernhardt, DATCAP Organic Agriculture Specialist, at DATCP Organic Cost Share at wi.gov. You can also call 608-572-0512. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will award up to nearly $560,000 to cities, villages, towns, counties, tribes, and 501c3 nonprofit organizations through its competitive urban forestry grant program. Regular urban forestry grants are competitive cost share grants ranging from $1,000 to $25,000, and grant recipients must match each grant dollar for dollar. These grant funds projects that improve a community's capacity to manage its trees and projects that help conserve, protect, expand, or improve the urban forest resource. These grants do not subsidize routine forest activities. Startup urban forestry grants are competitive cost-share grants ranging from $1,000 to $5,000, and grant recipients must match each grant dollar for dollar. These grants are available for communities that want to start or restart a community forestry program. Both regular and startup grants are awarded to organizations in or conducting projects in Wisconsin that align with state and national goals for increasing the urban forestry canopy and the benefits it provides. Applications for the 2025 grant cycle will be accepted from July 1st through October 1st. For more information, visit the Urban Forestry Grants website. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
June Dairy Days in Richland County features a parade, a breakfast on the farm, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo. Ongoing history in the making for all those events. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. It's now the 43rd Dairy Breakfast in Richland County, with all of those 42 years of history that annually have been provided by the Richland County Farm Women in organizing trips to area farms within Richland County, along with the outstanding job done by Coordinator Annette Lewis. There's also a notable history for Wisconsin State Rodeo Championships, which for many years have been held in Richland Center. According to the 1989 version of Wisconsin Off the Beaten Path, a guide to unique places, on page 28, Richland Center hosts the High School Rodeo Championships each June at the Richland County Fairgrounds on County Road AA on the city's north side. Kids from around the state compete in calf roping, bulldogging, bronc riding, barrel racing, and other bone-jarring events. Some of the youngsters eventually go on to either the college rodeo and then also for the pro circuit. Stop by the Chamber office downtown, located in a 1937 Pullman railroad car. Now, you have to remember, this was 1989. They'll also be able to tell you about other events and details in the area. On the WHSRA.org website, details for the 2024 events, which opened Wednesday, June 12th, and concludes Sunday, June 16th at noon with the WHSRA State Finals Short Go. Of notoriety listed in the 2024 schedule are local rodeo contacts, Kenda and Gary Deaver, as well as the local veterinary on call, Clay Dean from the Riverdale Veterinary Clinic. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the Blue River Bridge collapse in 1947.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
June is National Home Ownership Month, an opportunity for you to reflect on the importance of the home and its role in their lives. With a median asking price of $330,000 for a home, becoming a homeowner takes dedication, patience, and smart budgeting. For many first-time home buyers, closing the deal on the purchase is a time of celebration and gratitude. While moving furniture and solidifying paperwork might seem like the biggest obstacle to enjoying your new home, it doesn't take long before they find their first major home improvement project. Home purchasing is one of the largest and most significant investments in your life. It is essential to exercise caution when contracting services for home improvement projects to protect your investment. In 2023, the BBB Scam Tracker Risk Report shows that home improvement scams were the highest or were the riskiest among consumers 55 and older. Scammers often impersonate well-known or established companies and, after receiving initial payment, will only disappear after even beginning the project. Desperate to establish communication, homeowners contact corporate or local offices for the company only to learn that the person who sold their job is not an employee. Home improvement scams often begin with an unsolicited offer from a door-to-door salesperson or an ad posted on social media. While not all door-to-door solicitors are scammers, BBB recommends carefully evaluating any contractor utilizing this method to provide service, especially in the aftermath of damaging storms or other natural disasters. Some businesses may need more insurance to cover unintentional damages to your home or yard during the project. Use sub-quality materials that will not last, or lack licensing required to conduct repair or renovation work in your area. Be especially wary of contractors who claim to have been working in the area and have leftover material they can use to complete your project at a discount. To contract with confidence, receive at least three quotes from separate businesses before settling on a final decision. Homeowners who take the time to interview multiple companies before deciding to who to contract can be confident that they are not overpaying for services. Never pay the total project cost up front. Even if the contractor offers a significant discount for paying the project's total cost up front, BBB always recommends staggering payments throughout the length of the project. Staggering payments allows you to inspect the work at specific milestones, ensuring that the work is completed to your satisfaction before releasing the next payment installment. You should avoid contractors that ask for more than half for the total project cost up front. Understand licensing requirements. Depending on the type of work, state or local regulatory agencies may require different licensing. Spend the time to double check that the license is valid with the applicable agency. The contractor should be forthcoming in describing how you can verify the active license. You may be held liable for work completed by an unlicensed contractor that does not comply with building codes or results in property damage. And be wary of too-good-to-be-true deals. For more information, the Better Business Bureau hosts an online resource center to understand the various aspects of homeownership and improvement or repair projects at bbb.org/homehq. In addition to advice when contracting plumbers, electricians, roofers, or landscapers, the Resource Center also provides information about mortgage lenders, home inspectors, and real estate agents. You can use BBB's search engine to find contracting services near you, both BBB accredited and not, to assist in your decision-making process. For more information, contact the BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Sunday, June 16th. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain Spring Green, died June 7th after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held on Monday at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home on Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain Spring Green. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died June 3rd. Graveside services with an American Legion Auxiliary Service will be held on Wednesday, June 19th at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center on Wednesday from 1 to 3. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96, of Blue River, died Wednesday, June 12th at her home. Funeral services will be held on Thursday at the Basswood Union Church, rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96, of Blue River.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Well, we have a good handful of birthday wishes and a couple Father's Day wishes going out on this Sunday, June 16th. Happy Father's Day wishes going out to Don Gilhouse from Bob, Heidi, your brothers and sister. Happy birthday today and Father's Day to Clarence Pulvermacher, a World War II Army vet, from Lori, Lynn, Lisa, Daryl, David, Danielle, your family and friends. Happy birthday today to Tom Meyer from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Happy birthday to Grant Bruckner from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday also today to Grant Bruckner from Mom, Bill, Nick, Carla, Savannah, Caden, Brittany, Ashley, and Parker. Also, happy birthday today to Vicky Felton. Have a great day from Nancy Felton. Happy birthday wishing Brian Broker a Super Father's Day from your kids Jordan and Desiree and grandkids Alice and Coulter. Happy birthday to Ardent Hansen today from Janet and Ardent. Have a great day. Happy birthday to Mike Trepan, Kay Salaker, and Kay Birch, and Grant Bruckner from the Richland Center Lions. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions would like to wish Brittany Ashleman, Leah Liebfried, Ashlyn Meese, Allison Mum, Clarence Pulvermacher, and Autumn Neitzel a happy birthday. Schmidt Woodland Hills wishes Clarence Pulvermacher a very happy birthday today. Happy birthday today to Bob Charlier from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday to Sandy Keller from Backroads Resurrection Life Church. Happy anniversary today to Christian and Kim Sapek from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Birthday wishes today going out to Tom and Kelly Miller from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy anniversary as well to Grant and Judy Alvin and Brian and Mandy Parker from the Richland Center Lions. To all of you celebrating your day, be it a birthday or anniversary, we hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports today, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today. And when it comes to today's schedule in sports, even though it is Father's Day today, it's a weekend full of hometown baseball action. In the northern section for hometown baseball today, it's Cross Plains at Ashton, Casanova playing host to Plain, Reedsburg's at Sauk Prairie, and Middleton host Wanakee. In the western section today, Belleville's at Dodgeville, while Pine Bluff Mount Horeb hosts Schulzburg-Benton. Muscadet is at Ridgeway, Verona at Argyle, Blanchardville will play host to Hollandale, and Arena is at Wyota. In girls soccer yesterday action, it was a Division IV state championship, the Prairie School losing as they fell to Cedar Grove, Belgium 5-1. And Plymouth in Division III defeated Catholic Memorial 2-1. The Brewers came away with a win by a score of 3-1 yesterday over the Reds, and it took a while for either team to put runs across as Milwaukee scored the first when they had three runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. And then it wasn't until the top of the ninth that the Reds managed to get one run in. After losing the first game of this series, the Brewers came back with yesterday's win. Both teams in action against each other today with a 1:10 first pitch time this afternoon, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Taking a look at other sports scores from around the league in National League play, it was the Chicago Cubs over St. Louis 5-1. Washington shut out Miami 4-0. It was the New York Mets 5, San Diego 1, and quite the score, Colorado 16, Pittsburgh 4. In American League play, the Oakland at Minnesota game was postponed, while Toronto kept Cleveland scoreless 5-0. Detroit defeated Houston 13-5. It was Seattle 7, Texas 5. And Boston scored with an 8-4 win over the New York Yankees. In interleague play, Baltimore took down Philadelphia 6-2, while the LA Angels defeated San Francisco, topping them 4-3. It was Atlanta 9, Tampa Bay 2. Kansas City scored a 7-2 win over the LA Dodgers, while the Chicago White Sox took down Arizona 9-2. And in National Hockey League playoffs action, it was Edmonton 8, Florida 1. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks. Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area.
Hoenig Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Almighty God. change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you.
You are the
this is what I pray.
Because he's given, When we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away.
Yeah. create.